My guest today on Piano Jazz is Jimmy Heath, the illustrious saxophone virtuoso who is living his busy life recording, composing, playing, getting awards, and all that good stuff. That's what you're doing, aren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Taking a few bows here and there.
Well, I hope you're taking a few bows now. We're so happy to have you here on Piano Jazz, along with our wonderful friend and wonderful bassist, Mr. Rufus Reed. And, Jimmy, I don't believe we've ever played together before. Or if we have, it was an awful long time ago.
No, I think this is actually the first time, and I'm very glad to be here to perform with you.
Oh, I think it's great. I always have to remember that you're a member of one of the great dynasties in jazz, the Heath Brothers. Your brother, Tootie, on drums, and Percy on bass.
Well, we're pretty lucky that we're all still on the planet. You know, Percy's 77.
And you see?
I'm 74, and my baby brother, Albert, is a senior citizen, 65.
Oh, you're all babies. You're all babies. I can do better than that, but I'm not.
Only you can say that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say it too often. I'll tell you.
You and Benny Carter.
Yeah, well, he's a little bit older than me, too, so he's certainly the champ at the moment.
That's right.
So anyway, it's really great that you were here. And I want to ask you, how often do you get to play with Percy and Tootie?
Well, we play together quite often now that the MJQ is no longer operational. They're not, you know.
Modern Jazz Quartet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have been playing together and recording together for the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years, 5 years.
Well, now, you all grew up in Philadelphia?
Yes, Percy and Albert and myself. Percy was actually born in North Carolina, but Albert and myself were born in Philly, and Percy was raised in Philly. My parents moved there.
Well, how did you, I mean, you all got into music. How did that start?
Well, that happened because my father played clarinet in the marching band and my mother sang in church, and we were privy to have all of the records in our house, all the jazz records of that time.
And what do you think might have been your first influence then?
Well, myself personally, my first influence was Benny Carter and Johnny Hodges, because I was playing the alto saxophone. And then when Charlie Parker came around, I kind of switched allegiances.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people did. Well, did you all start working together in Philadelphia, or did you branch out or all come to New York, or what happened?
Well, Percy went in this, he had played violin in high school, but then he went in the Air Force and became a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, right.
And then when he came out of the service, I was on the road in a band in Nebraska, Nat Toll's Orchestra, and he told me to quit and come back because he had met Dizzy Gillespie, and he was trying to play bass then. And that's how that happened. And then my brother Tootie came much later playing trombone and then drums.
What a family. Well, I think before we talk too long, it would be nice to hear a little music. You've got something set up that we could play?
Yes, I would like to play a song called Sleeves that is based on Autumn Leaves. When I was with Miles Davis, he inserted one chord difference in Autumn Leaves, and I wrote my composition on the reharmonization that Miles presented.
Miles would do that, wouldn't he?
Of course.
Well, that's what makes it different. So you want to count it off? Or?
Yes. One, two. One, two. Thank you.
Embers, just starting out with my trio, they wanted to bring in some people to draw more business. So, believe it or not, they brought in Roy Eldridge and Coleman Hawkins to play with me. And, you know, I was so thrilled I couldn't stand it. So I've got pictures to prove it. So we were there about 3 weeks, and he was just so wonderful to me. So I guess that is one of my musical memories.
Well, I have a great memory of Coleman Hawkins, too, because when Howard McGhee took me to Paris in 1948 in May, Coleman Hawkins was the headliner of the tour. Le Grand Coleman Hawkins, as he was known in Paris.
And who else was in that?
On that festival, it was the first international jazz festival to Paris, the one before Charlie Parker, and they went in 49. We went in 48, and it was also the Slam Stewart Trio, which consisted of John Collins on guitar and the great Earl Garner on piano.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wiped out everybody in France. He was just terrific.
You mean he even wiped out Slam? That would be hard to do.
Well, they were together wiping people out.
You know, it's funny you bring up that festival because Jimmy, my husband Jimmy, was in the one in 1949 that had Charlie Parker. And it's strange because Charlie Parker was not that well known yet. And on the poster, his name was in quite small letters, and the headliner on that concert was Sidney Bechet.
Well, Sidney was a favorite in Paris, you know, so I could understand that.
Yeah, but that was a great concert, too. Listen, what else can we do? That sounded so nice. I would love to try some other standard tune that we all know.
Well, I would like to do one, again, one that I became familiar with Miles Davis' band, was On Green Dolphin Street.
Well, okay, let's do it. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.